Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message was recorded and produced at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's message.
It's a joy to get to introduce some of you to North Star Church over the years so you can have context of how God has been working and moving in the life of this faith family. I want to invite our founding pastor, Bob Jackson, to come forward at this time, and then Dave Ferris, our campus pastor at Pulaski, if you would come forward as well. Bob's going to share with us, and then Dave's going to share with us, and then I have a sermonette that I'll share with you before we leave today. Bob, come on up.
Good morning, North Star. Good to see all of you here this morning. I'm supposed to share my testimony, but as I was sitting back there with my wife, Sandra, I thought as I looked around this room and I looked at the building and I saw the number of people here, maybe that's enough of a testimony. God has done incredible things here in this place. And he's done things in our lives that I would never have believed, conceived, or understood that could happen. But that's the way the Lord is. He goes way beyond what we anticipate and what we think he's going to do when we walk out on faith and do what he wants us to do. One of the greatest gifts a person can ever have is to have parents who love the Lord and who really walk with the Lord. And I had that in my background, and my parents, who lived up in Princeton, West Virginia, just about 50 miles from here, introduced me to the things of the faith early in my life. They brought me to a church there in Princeton where they really set up residence and enjoyed the rest of their lives. I think my father and mother, Dover and Elsie Jackson, joined the young adult class when they were newly married. They were still in that same class, same name, in their 80s. That's the way it worked. That was their level of commitment. And in that church, I was exposed to the preaching of the Word of God, to Sunday school, to youth groups, to children's groups, to summer camp, everything else. And out of the mix of that experience, I came to appreciate the power of the Word. It just seemed to move me anytime it was spoken or taught. God taught me about His Word. I also came to appreciate the value of the church itself. And having a community of believers that you could count on, that you could relate to, a place where you could minister and discover your calling. And I also discovered in that church the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when I heard that and when it registered on me, I made a decision to receive Him as my Savior and was baptized by immersion in that congregation. Later on in college, I met the Navigators. And I don't know how you know the Navigators. The Navigators are basically the Marine Corps of the Christian church. Basically, they emphasize discipline. They are tough. They want you to get on with it. And so from the Navigators, I learned to do scripture memory. I learned to witness. I learned to be a part of a group and make sacrifices. Our Bible study was at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Get there the best way you could. That was it. And I also learned about the power of commitment to a cause and particularly to the gospel of Christ. And it was in the Navigators, I think, that God began to stir my soul and speak to me and say, you know, I think I've got something for your life. And I began a quiet time under their leadership. That's where every single day You get alone with the Lord. You spend time in His Word. You offer up a prayer and you ask Him about the things that are in your life. And you talk to the Lord and you develop a walk with God. You know, the Bible, when it talks about the big people that accomplish much in the course of history, spiritual history, it always prefaces those stories was he walked or she walked with God. So I learned to walk with God during those days. And then in a small church in the northern tobacco country of Kentucky, I learned to appreciate the pastorate. When I went to that church, when I was in seminary, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But as soon as I was there, just in about a month's time, after preaching, after working with people, after doing the youth group, after conducting a funeral, after going to the hospital, I knew down in my soul, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. And it was God, through His Holy Spirit, placing that in my heart. And then later on, we made the decision to come here to Blacksburg, and once again, there was a sense of calling from God. But that's the way it works, and I hope you get that. You walk with God. You commit your life to Him. You commit your life to obedience to His Word. You do what He wants you to do. You live in relationship with Him, and once in a while, God will come along, and this is what happened to me. God will reach down, and God will say, I have something for you to do, unique to you. And I am so glad as I look out this morning that long ago, 20 years ago, I accepted the invitation that God made upon my life. God has done, you cannot know the number of miracles that He has accomplished in this place just for this meeting to take place this morning. It's been absolutely incredible. I give Him the glory and the honor for all that He has done. The next 20-year celebration of North Star Church will be in 2043. I've got it on my calendar. I'm planning to show up. I'm going to bring Sandra with me, and we are going to have an incredible time as we celebrate in those days what God is doing in our lives. So I say this morning, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, and go North Star. Amen.
Let us pray.
That's all I have to follow that. That's a great word, Bob. So my story is that, like Cody's and much like Bob's, I had a lot of breadcrumbs kind of dropped in my path growing up. And I would say that I made a decision to meet God in the summer of 1987 at church camp right down the road here in McCoy. And it wasn't until 10 years later I realized that that was a cerebral decision to the best of my ability. But in the meantime, God had drawn me to surrender to Him as Lord and Savior 10 years later on a rock face a couple of miles away from that camp in 1997. And so that was the journey for me to really begin where your heart, it's just different, where your heart and your mind and everything is reoriented to follow the Savior. Not that it's perfect by any means. We all know that. So then I ended up following the calling into youth ministry and had the opportunity to experience a lot of different looks and shapes and feels of church, and it ended up moving us to Cincinnati to pursue seminary, and worked on staff at a mega church up there as a youth pastor, and really got to a season where I was really frustrated, Mandy and I both, about something missing. I'm taking spiritual disciplines in seminary. I'm going for a master's degree in church planting, but I never felt called to church planting because I was never that guy. And so we're like, let's just move home. So we moved back to Christiansburg because surely, you know, we're from the Dublin-Pulaski area, but surely God's not calling us back there. And so I have to visit churches for a seminary class And we actually were intending to go to another church in town. It was the last Sunday in October in 2009. Never will forget it. And we overslept. And I was like, well, I think there's a church that meets at the school in Blacksburg. So we trickle in. There's like, I don't know, 80 people-ish. And I'm in this place where I'm just frustrated with church. You ever been there? Like, you feel like, man, I need to be a part of this, but like, I don't like going to be a part of this. Like, that was the season I was in, and I never will forget it, because I came in and I sat there and I was like this dried sponge that had just gotten put under a waterfall. I never will forget it. And it was the first time I sat under expository preaching. And I knew something was up, because they were going caroling that evening. And if you know my wife at all, like, she's going to avoid that stuff like the plague. And I was like, hey, you want to go caroling tonight? She's like, sure. I was like, what? What's happening? And then that started the journey. And so it's been hard and amazingly fulfilling ever since. As far as like some stories, so we ended up pursuing being a part of North Star. I remember sitting in Jeff's living room going through discovering North Star and getting to that point where it like, hey, we're affiliated with the Southern Baptist Church. And I remember looking over to Mandy and said, oh no, they're Baptists. Like a month of just like this bliss, and then it's like, boom. But what I did was I actually wrestled with scripture for like 6 months, a journey through a study Bible and wrestling with some things and ending up just this journey with the Lord and trying to like let go of everything that I'd always been taught and just pursue the Word and not what I've been taught, and make sure what I've been taught is aligning with the Word, and walked away completely aligning with the vision and values and theology of North Star. And so then, within a year and a half later, we used to do these Christmas concerts, and we brought Shane and Shane in, and Bethany Dillon. Anyway, we show up, and God had started stirring something in my heart. But again, like, I literally had played Jonah for a long time. Like, I was a youth guy for a long time. I was like, I'll just stay underneath the big deal, not have to make big decisions kind of stuff. And Shane and Shane gets up on stage, and I'm like half paying attention. Like, I'm just there for like hanging out. They start talking about this new song. This is 2011. It's another one of those memories I'll never forget. They start talking about this new song they just released. And for some reason, I was like by myself. Like, I remember Mandy was with Caroline in like a baby carrier. I think they were sitting with Carolyn somewhere. I was by myself. They start talking about this song out of Exodus 33, where it's this conversation with Moses and God, where Moses is like, hey, if you go, then I don't want to stay here. But if you stay here, I don't want to go. And then they start singing this song. And for whatever reason, it was like the next thing I know, I'm like on my knees, like sobbing. I'm like, okay, God, I get it. Like, it was this, because Jeff and I had a lot of conversations about this call back to Pulaski, which is where we're from. And in that moment, it was like that calling that Bob's talking about. Like, every now and then, man, it's just so surreal. You can touch it. And that was the answer call of like, all right, we got to do this. We can't not do this. And so that started the journey in 2011 of planting a church in Pulaski County. And I have to say this, and I'm done. I'd been around church planting. I'd been around a lot of different looks, like I said, sizes, whatever, of churches. Even then, only knowing Jeff for like 2 years, 2.5 years, he was completely okay with us doing our own thing. He was completely cool with doing this campus thing. What ended up happening is like this strange hybrid of like all these different church planting models that I still haven't seen exist beyond it. But he's just been this incredible, always has been an incredible teacher, right? Just an incredible friend and resource and support for the past 10 years. So we're celebrating. We just celebrated our 10-year. And so it's by the grace of God that we're still moving, and that God is moving and stirring in Pulaski County as he is in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and the surrounding area. It's all by the grace of God. It's all about God. It always has been about God. It always will be about God. So the question is, are we going to allow him to take over? Are we going to surrender? Or are we going to keep trying to do our own thing in our own way? Because when you let go, it's the most freeing thing ever. It's not easy. But when you can wake up and realize that you're in that niche where you're just trying to pursue the Lord and you're trying to live the life that he has called and designed you to live, it is the most freeing feeling ever. Does that make sense? Amen? But it has to come with the surrender. The cerebral decision does not change anything. It's the surrender to Lord and Savior. That's the plan. That's the goal. And it's the ride that God is inviting us all to be a part of because he's in control. Thanks.
Well, I was 7 years old when I met Jesus. My parents had taken me to church 3 times a week for as long as I could possibly remember because we grew up and we were good Southern Baptists. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, I'm sure I got drugged to a few committee meetings as well. And here on North Star's 20th anniversary, the thing that meant the most in my life was that my dad led me in a prayer in my bedroom when I was a young boy. And I asked Jesus into my life. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? Once you find out there's a God that made you and loves you, is going to be with you for the rest of your life. So I met Jesus really early, and I grew up in this church culture of potlucks and pews and organs and youth choirs and Bible drills, Sunday school. But along the way, there were 3 preachers that made an immense amount of difference in my life. I basically had 3 preachers speak into my life. One of them was Dr. W.O. Vaught. He was the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. He pastored there for 40 years. And he taught line by line, verse by verse, this thing called expository preaching, which as a young boy, I never knew there was any other kind of preaching. And I went to college in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. Yes, that's a real place. Wichita Baptist University. And I went to Third Street Baptist Church there and sat under the teaching of Gary Turner. And little did I know it, but Gary had been a protege of Dr. Vaught, and he taught line by line and verse by verse. And Gary saw something in this young college guy that I was and invited me to serve with him as assistant to the pastor one summer, which basically meant that I spent the summer transcribing sermon cassette tapes. I did so many backspacing, just trying to catch up. And then after graduation, we went to a smaller church. If you can imagine a smaller church than being in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, in a place called Caddo Valley, where a professor of Washington named Scott Duvall was my pastor for a while. He actually did Carolyn and my premarital counseling. And it was those 3 men that poured into my life. And I don't know that they ever preached a famous sermon. I don't know that any of you have even heard of their names, but I can stand before you today on their shoulders, modeling parts of their ministry because of their faithfulness day in and day out to the Lord Jesus. And that's why this church is a church today, because we've anchored ourselves in Jesus. We asked each of our speakers and worship leaders this morning just to share a nugget about how they met Jesus, when they met Jesus. Because the most important thing in your life is meeting Jesus and walking personally with Jesus. Back in May, I preached a sermon called Be a Bringer. And I shared this verse with you then from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. It says this, "Even though I'm a free man with no master, I've become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ." And that's who we are as a church. We want to be a church that brings many to Christ. So there are multiple generations of North Star here, and all along the way, whether it was under Bob's leadership or under my leadership, we've been encouraging you as members of North Star to live your life for the glory of God. And what a joy it's been. But the one thing I want us to walk out here with of our 20th celebration is not some monumental message or some sensational sermon. That's way too much on one person. The one thing I want you to walk out today with is the importance of continuing to be the church, to be His church. You see, the challenge is simply this, and you can see it on the screen behind me. This week, will you tell someone in an informal, joyful conversation how you met Jesus? That's what it means to be the church. It's just for you, as a follower of Jesus, this next week to find an opportunity to tell someone how you met Jesus. Then secondly, tell them who was instrumental in your becoming a follower of Jesus. Whether it was a parent that prayed in your bedroom with you, or whether it was a pastor, campus minister, friend. And then thirdly, share with them an example of how Jesus has been real to you since you started following Him. And then if you're here today and someone brought you and you're not a Christian, the last point is just simply this. You get to do the same thing. But obviously you're not going to tell someone how you met Jesus. I want to challenge you that you're not yet a Christian, to find the Christian that you respect the most in your life and ask them how they met Jesus. Ask them who was influential in their coming to Jesus. And ask them to give you a very real example of how Jesus has been real to them. That's what it means to be the church. It's very simple. It's not about buildings, parking lots, and worship services. It's about us living our life every single day for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our verse that we anchor, be the church on, is this, Ephesians 4:11-13. He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of God's Son, growing into maturity with the stature measured by Christ's fullness. See, the role of a pastor and a teacher, a leader in the church, is simply to equip God's people to be His body, to be His church.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at NorthStarFamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.